Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk on a marvellous Monday afternoon. I'm here in the studio again with a super guest, and I trust you are listening either via your smartphones, your tablets, your computers, and that perhaps you're also enjoying some lunch if you're a worker and you're in a workplace, that you can actually take some lunch and maybe disappear somewhere, put the headphones in and listen to our show for the next hour. So we have a marvellous guest for you this afternoon. We're going to be giggling, we're going to be laughing, because of course we're talking with the wonderful Caroline Hart. Welcome, Caroline, to the studio.
Hello.
It's fantastic to have you here. And of course, just to clarify everyone out there, if you are listening live, then fantastic. You can tweet us, let us know that you're listening, let us know that you're in there with your lunch, and perhaps you have a laughing element to your aspect of work, or whether you've had a great weekend and had a good giggle, or there's a film that you like and makes you laugh. But we got some music tracks as well that hopefully may entice you to have the odd giggle or even a little smirk to the sides of your little lips there. To get hold of us, the best way is through Twitter. So @CaresWins is our Twitter handle. Live in the studio, I have the Twitter feed here with all the magic buttons. I can, with all the screens, I can hopefully see your tweets, and we can have a little hello maybe to you. If nothing else, you can, of course, ring us if you want to have a chat with us and you want to ask Caroline maybe a question. So, of course, the number to ring is 01303 874998. And if I don't get to you immediately, maybe we're mid-conversation, do try again if you get to the answer phone. So hang up, ring again, because we are definitely here in the studio, I promise. We are not in the Bahamas somewhere. Although I think some people would wish they were because of the warmth. Of course, I also have Facebook. So if you are on Facebook and you want to send us a message or just comment on our website, on our Facebook page, then just look up Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And last but not least, I have email. So you can email whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk, and that will get through to my marvellous little phone here. As long as I've got a signal, I should get your message. Without further ado, let me just clarify for those that you are listening, if you didn't hear last week, I've been let loose on my own this month because Jan has decided to have a rest. Good on her. And she has told me that she's still, it's work slash holiday, so it's not a complete break, bless her. So she is zooming around the world, catching up with family and having a bit of a deserved holiday. Plus she's also doing a little bit more work, so bless her, she's not going to be with us until the end of the month. So Jan, if you are able to listen in, if you're sitting and relaxing, I hope you are, and if not, why not? But we miss you, and we'll look forward to having you back towards the end of the month and maybe into February, seeing how she gets on with her travels. Meanwhile, I'm let loose with my guest. We're locked in the studio here, and we are going to talk about all things to do with laughter, well-being. We're carrying on from that theme from last week when we had lovely Hazel Adley here talking about coaching, because Caroline is known as the Life and Laughter Coach. So Caroline, just for our listeners' perspective, before we go into the details of all the fantastic stuff that you're doing, and there's more changes ahead this year as well. In fact, last week we were talking about new year, new start and changes. And it's great that you're here today, because some of you may or may not know that this day was, and it was a bit of a PR stunt, so it's not really legitimate, but it was originally called Blue Monday. The third Monday in January was known as Blue Monday. It was a publicity stunt, so it isn't real. But it was made to believe that there was this wonderful formula out there that would make it worked out that today, the third Monday of January, was known as a Blue Monday because it was when we felt our lowest, because of Christmas post-holiday blues, perhaps the dark nights, and also the credit card bill arriving on the mat with all the Christmas presents that we've bought. Now, it isn't legitimate, so please, listener, don't think, oh, so today is officially known as. But I thought it was interesting that they tried to do this little stunt, which then linked to people then booking holidays. Great idea, creative. But of course, fantastic to have you, Caroline, because we can now talk about laughter and fun and making people realise that we're all fantastic, aren't we?
Well, of course we are. We don't always feel that
way. We don't always think
about
that. Now, your background, have you always been into laughing and making people shine? Or were you a plumber or something in a previous life?
Well, originally, I worked in retail. Uh-huh. So, yeah, retail was where I started my world. But since then, I did MVQs, and that was really where I began my journey into discovering who I could be, because I had some very strong labels about what I believed about myself and my capabilities.
Yes.
And they were quite limiting, and, you know, and it prevented me from it being who I truly was.
Yeah.
And I surrounded myself with negative thinking cycles. I'm not good enough. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. And it was through doing an MVQ that somebody made me realize that maybe I could do things I previously couldn't do. Then I became an MVQ assessor and really enjoyed supporting people learning.
An assessor?
And
were
growing.
You there with the clipboard?
Yes, I was. I still do a little bit of that actually. Ooh. Because I feel really passionately about it. So it's sort of part of my journey. Mm. So I still do a little bit of assessing within retail. But what truly became interesting to me then was actually how I recognized that when I started to see my world differently, my world became different. And things completely transformed for me. And then I started to study positive psychology. I started to read things like Fiona Harold, Be Your Own Life Coach. And I was like, how I became inquisitive about that, the journey began. And I just read self-help books, became fascinated and more about what's this life coaching? How can I become one?
Yeah.
And that's just what I did.
Fantastic.
I became a life coach, and I've been studying, I've been very conscious of my studying life coaching now since 2005. So
why for 10
that's
years?
That's when I got, well, probably a bit, yeah, probably, yeah, it is 10 but years. Yay. It's 2015. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Wow. Anniversary.
And then I think it's also important that, yeah, 10 years have gone by. So it's ever evolving, isn't it? In this line of work to a degree, you're always learning new techniques. You're learning from your clients. I know I do. And talking with Hazel last week, it's that constant journey. You're always on.
Life is a journey. Never
really an end point, is there?
No, life is a journey. It's not a destination. And the more you know, the more you realise there is to know. There's more layers to this. You know, I think somebody described this as like onions. You know, there's just loads and loads of layers.
Not that we make them cry.
With laughter, maybe.
We can do. Yeah.
Though there's no harm in tears as well. They all serve their place in the world, don't they?
They do indeed. And often we were talking before we went live, actually, listener, that it's often important for us to recognise the emotions that we have. And those emotions are the whole spectrum. Mm-hmm. So whether it's the laughter tears or the emotional sadness, a loss of and the tears are coming out. So I think it's important to recognise that we have them. We're human beings
at
the end of the day, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
We're not this robot.
Beings. No.
Well, Jan keeps worrying whether I am a robot, but honestly, folks, I am really human. A strange one, but yes, human.
Unique.
Now, yeah, well, that's it. In fact, at the weekend, I bought a T-shirt which has a lovely little dressed up sheep in a lady's outfit. And underneath, I know, now don't go there, Caroline, stop it. But underneath it had you, as in EW, I can't spell now, EWE, unique. I thought, yeah, I like that. Because we are, aren't we? Not every single person in this world is like each other, which is why, interestingly, you said in the green room there when we were chatting before go live that often people can compare themselves all the time. But actually, why are you comparing yourself to somebody who isn't you?
Yeah, we do it all the time. We beat ourselves up. If only I was like this. If only I was more like them. If only I could be more like this. If only I could be more like that. Well, I've got news for you. You're never going to be as good as them. You're never going to be as good as anybody else ever, ever, ever.
Mm.
But you can be as good as you. In fact, you can be the very, very best version of you. And that will be different to other people because you're unique. But also, you know, who's ever been celebrated for being really, really average?
Yes.
You know, when we celebrate people, it's because of their unique qualities, because they're exceptional, which means they're different to others.
Right, yeah.
So enjoy being different. Enjoy being who you are.
I mean, in the workplace, we're always talking, especially from my background of human resources, we're always talking there in work life about diversity and appreciating and recognizing and maybe celebrating diversity. And I often encourage people, employees, employers, general Joe public I meet, that diversity isn't just about, oh yeah, when we talk about diversity, we're talking about, you know, well, that religion, or we're talking about that particular sexual preference. No, it's absolutely everything. So that diversity is that you and I, Caroline, there's similarities, but there's also some great differences. Mm. And that's what we need to pick out, whether we're an employer or whether an employee working with our colleagues, or we are just somebody looking at our neighbours or our community locally. And I think it's that it's the key element, really, that people are starting to realise, yeah, do you know what? I can be proud of being different and wild.
Working with your strengths, working with, you know, there's Tom Roth, the strength binder, is really useful. And that's an exercise I've done recently. And it's really about finding out what your individual strengths are. Mm-hmm. And if you can really, really go with what you're good at and do more of that, you will become better and stronger and more confident. And you'll be more passionate about what you do. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean say ignoring some of the things that perhaps need addressing.
Yeah, sure.
But go with your strengths. And when you come together as a team of people, understand what each person's strengths are and get them to do what they're brilliant at while you do what you're brilliant at.
That's right. You know? And I think that's key. Confidence comes. I encourage people to realise that confidence does not come from a book. No. Confidence comes from practice. Mm. But you're right. Go and do a lot of things that actually you're good at. You know you can do it, because then that gives you the confidence eventually to start trying the things that are outside that comfort zone. It's not about ignoring all the strengths and let's start on all the things I don't know and that I can't do. Because obviously, if you do get feedback that's not quite going to plan, that can only then attack your confidence. So it's a real balance, isn't it?
We so often focus on the things I can't do. Yeah. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't do that. And you know, where attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah. Hey, so, she's a poet and she doesn't know it.
I use that expression, though. Where attention goes, energy flows.
I like that.
So if you want to feel stronger, give your attention to the areas where you are stronger. And likewise, if you're feeling less than strong, where is your attention going? Maybe it needs to shift direction.
Absolutely. So it's where attention goes,
energy flows.
Energy flows. Did you get that down, listener? I should be testing you later. Now, Caroline, you are one of the sort of strands of your work that you do is obviously the life coaching. So it's actually working with individuals. And you're very passionate about offering that free consultation, aren't you?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Because I think, you know, if you're going to work with me, how can you decide if I'm the right coach for you if you haven't experienced my coaching style? And many people, when they go into life coaching, they're curious about it, but they might not have experienced coaching at all. Mm. So before you invest your money, you've got to know that it's the right thing for you. Mm. And in fact, as well as offering a free initial consultation for anybody that wants to learn more about coaching, and that's without obligation. In fact, I tell all my clients also to go and contact a couple of other coaches.
Yes.
When you do choose to work with me,
you know
it's
the right me, isn't it? Yeah. The right match.
Yes. So
definitely.
I never do any of that. You know, there's no hard sell because it just doesn't work.
It's, no.
You know, clients have to feel they're in the right place and I'm the right person for them. You know, and if you're interested in coaching and you just want to come along and experience coaching, actually, you've got no intention of having any more sessions. That's also fine. It's absolutely fine. It is a free initial consultation.
And is that via telephone, Caroline, or face-to-face?
You
within a particular region of Kent, or are you worldwide domination?
I'm based in Tunbridge Wells, so most of my clients tend to choose to see me face-to-face.
Sure.
I've got a consulting room, but I can work over the telephone, so location really isn't a problem. In fact, sometimes, much like we're listening to the radio at the moment,
yes,
you know, it can be a very, very powerful medium.
The internet's
well.
A marvellous, marvellous thing, yes. Internet radio, the way to go. Because the beauty is that listeners may be hearing this recording 3 months down the line, so they could be listening back to this show and tapping into information that we've talked about, and it's just something they want to resonate with again. And that could be the spur that they need to then, you know what, yeah, I'm going to ring Caroline. But it's been 3 months since the show. So that's the beauty, I think, that you know, all these wonderful podcasts that are out there, the ability for people to tap in, a bit like the television, when I want to listen, when I want to watch, and then I make that choice. And there's an element of then of the control of life to a degree. But of course, you're still going to be there, so they can still contact you.
Cool.
And of course, Skype perhaps as well.
Yes.
So people can use that. So technology really does allow us to reach out beyond our initial community. Although, yes, Tunbridge Wells in Kent, if people like that face-to-face, then of course, that's where she's logistically placed.
Yes.
But I'm sure you would travel a little bit to go and see them.
Yes.
Great. And the point of life coaching, I want to just clarify, we've had lots of different coaches from all sorts of angles come onto this show. And just to clarify for our listeners again, life coaching, what is it?
Good question. I mean, coaching, lots of people have lots of different terms for what a coach is. But for me, as a personal life coach, I'm dealing with people. So they're normally coming to me from their out of their own choice. It's not a corporate, it's not their boss sending them for coaching. They're coming to me because they choose to come to me. And my angle is I consider myself an emotional coach. And the reason I say that is because I work on the emotions. My take on life is, do you know what, when you feel all right about the stuff, you'll work the stuff out, or whatever the practicalities are. So it's about moving yourself into an emotional space where you feel strong, confident, resilient, motivated, whatever emotional state you need to be in to enable you to address the things in life that are important for you.
Yeah.
That's what I work with my
clients on. You're an enabler.
Yes.
Enabler.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes to feel emotionally strong, we need to, if we don't know how to do something, and that's worrying us, actually we might need to do some practical stuff.
Sure.
But quite often, if we can feel okay about learning the practical stuff, we'd work that out anyway. So, yeah, as a personal life coach, really ideal with emotions and make, you know, helping you to get to a position in life where you feel okay being you. You know, yes. You feel comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah. And I think that's key for people to realise that you're not necessarily going to be their best friend. You may well be challenging them. You may well be holding them accountable to their actions or their promises that they want to go off and do, or their intentions. And that you will be somebody, it's not the teacher, so you're not going to reprimand them for not doing their homework. But at the same time, you are somebody that will be completely neutral and can actually ask the quite hard questions for them to think about rather than actually be defensive with.
Actually, what you say about that neutral space, there's something really powerful about just coming somewhere and for an hour focusing on what matters to you. And quite often as a coach, my role is not to tell you how it is at all.
No,
absolutely not. It's to help you find the direction, because what's right, because you are uniquely perfectly you and you're not the same as everybody else, as I've sort of already mentioned.
Yep.
You know, the paths that will be right for you will be different to the next person, so it's about helping you explore your journey and where you're going to go. And I do that in, I've got quite a playful coaching style, as I'm sure you
really
can imagine.
Now, listener, she surprises me there, doesn't she? Doesn't she? You know, the playful approach and the fun and the laughter and the smiles. I think we need to put a smile countometer here with the show, because it is, you know, there are other people who necessarily won't want that. And that's what you said earlier about finding the right fit and the right coach for you at this time in relation to what you want to work on. So you might have Caroline for this aspect, but you might find 3 years down the line you decide you want to engage with a coach, but it's a completely different fit.
Actually, I use different coaches because I believe in coaching, so I use different coaches for different things. So you know, if I'm working on something personal, I might go to one coach. If it's an emotional situation, I might go to another. So I have about three coaches that I use quite regularly for myself, because this is powerful stuff. It works. It helps you become stronger and more confident. It helps you just explore your thinking and work through stuff, so you can get that sense of clarity when you share it with somebody else.
Yes.
And actually, sometimes they just listen to what you're saying, which is what I do as a coach. Listen to what's being said. Sometimes I just say it back in a slightly different way, and that enables
that's
them
enough
to go, oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I get it.
I hadn't even noticed that I was saying that. I hadn't even noticed what I was doing.
Yeah.
And the shifts that happen are just amazing. There's no bigger buzz than seeing somebody sort of come in feeling less than confident. And less than is one of our coaching words, because we're firing off the positive neurology rather than saying feeling rubbish.
Yes.
Less than confident. And then leaving feeling confident. And actually, you even see physical changes in people. It's amazing. They lift up, their heads lift up, their shoulders go back.
Shoulders back.
Yeah.
Be proud.
It's lovely. It's just, you know, the greatest job in the
and
world.
And as you know, Caroline, that because we met at the Wellbeing Matters, or Being Well Matters conference that the CIPD, the local Kent branch of the CIPD, ran back in November last year. And you and I met because you were running, I was doing a talk, but you were running a workshop, a laughter yoga workshop. So I'm going to talk about that after the music break. But of course, I was there talking about the power of music and the passion behind music and the uplift it can bring. And obviously on our show, as listeners know, we often ask our guests if there's a particular track that they would like to have played that resonates to them in some respect. And we've got a few here this afternoon, and the first one up is, it's one of my big favourites, and you chose it.
Sorry, I'm laughing just
I don't think we need to say any more, and let's just play it, and I think you'll be uplifted by this track. We'll talk to you in a few moments.
I know a fat old policeman, he's always on our street. A fat and jolly red-faced man, he really is a treat. He's too kind for a policeman, he's never known to frown. And everybody says he is the happiest man in town. Upon point duty, he laughs upon his feet. He laughs at everybody when he's walking in the street. He never can stop laughing, he says he's never tried. But once he did arrest a man and laughed until he cried. his eyes. He opened his great mouth, it was a wondrous sight. He said, I must arrest you, he didn't know what for. And then he started laughing until he cracked his jaw. So if you chance to meet him when walking round the town, just shake him by his fat old head and give him half a crown. His eyes will beam and sparkle, he'll gurgle with delight, and then you'll start him laughing with all his blessed might.
Channel Radio. I don't know if I can carry on this show now. This is Who Cares Wins, and we have been the giggling, the laughing. You're listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk this afternoon with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course our marvellous laughter and life coach, Caroline Hart. Caroline, you and I we just couldn't help it, that infectious laughter. My cheeks are actually burning from the actual huge smiles. So we're talking about laughing, and that's a fantastic song. Just the fact of, if you listen to some of the lyrics in there, that's amazing. But just the actual infectious laugh that he has, I don't think you can help it. And I'd be intrigued, our listeners, whether that, you know, raised a slight smile on your face, perhaps. Now, we're going to talk about your laughter work that you do, Caroline. But before you do that, you have a fantastic poem that actually links to smiling and the infectiousness, if that's the right word, around smiling. So can we have that next?
So the poem is Smiling is Infectious. I don't know the author. It's unknown as far as I know.
Okay.
So if anybody can correct me on that, that would be wonderful.
Fantastic, yeah.
Smiling is infectious. You catch it like the flu. When someone smiled at me today, I started smiling too. I walked around the corner and someone saw me grin. When he smiled, I realised I'd passed it on to him. I thought about the smile. And then I realised its worth. A single smile like mine could travel round the earth. So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Start an epidemic and get the world infected.
God, brilliant. Thank you for that. Now, it is something that is part of your work, isn't it? We briefly touched on it at the beginning where you and also the tweets that I've been sending out, that laughter, in fact, changed your life, and you've now incorporated it into the work that you do and what you offer. And, of course, at the CIPD event, that's how I met you, because you had this lovely yellow T-shirt on, which obviously is your lovely brand, and you were doing a laughter yoga workshop. So just tell our listeners a little bit more about this laughter that you're doing as a laughter workshop, is it, that you call them?
Yeah, laughter workshops. I'm starting to lose the term yoga, because I think some people fear that they're going to do funny stretches.
Okay, yeah, put my leg behind my neck or something, right, okay.
Funny clothes and all of that. You don't need to worry about any of that. Laughter workshop is really about the physical act of laughing. So we take you through...
I have got stomachache and cheekache.
Yeah, because it's a great workout, actually, because it does get your heart pumping. But the idea is that we're simulating laughter, so it doesn't matter if you're actually in a place where you're finding something funny or not. You can just make laughter sounds, so you can just go, ho, 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 ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
She's making me laugh already. I'm just laughing at her. And that started me off.
So we can start to make these laughter sounds. And laughter is so wonderful because it's contagious.
It is.
So no sooner do we start making these laughter sounds, and it doesn't matter, you don't need your head involved in this. It's the physical act of laughing. So even if you're not in the mood, if you're feeling tired, if you're feeling unhappy, it's okay. Because
or like me, when I first went to one of these, I was feeling a bit like, yeah, whatever.
How did I know you were going to say that? Yeah, and that's okay to feel that way. But it is something that you need to experience.
You've all experienced laughter. Yeah, we just now.
Who hasn't experienced laughter? And you know when you laugh, you fire off all your happy chemistry.
Yeah.
You feel better. You feel exhilarated. You feel relaxed. You feel contented. It does so much amazing stuff for you that it just, in terms of the psychology and being in a happy place,
yeah.
That's really, really good. But in addition to that, there's loads of physiology that goes with this. There's loads of science going into it now. Mm. But normally we only use about 25% of our lung capacity. So when we laugh, it's a massive exhalation. So it throws out where you've normally got stagnant, stodgy old air sitting in your lungs, which is very unhealthy.
Mm.
You know, it throws that out through a big exhalation. So by doing that, you're pulling in lots of fresh oxygen, which is really good for your body. So it boosts the immune system. It does loads of amazing things. So the health levels of this are really good in terms of physically, but we also know that you're healthier when you feel better.
Yes.
So when you're happier and you're enjoying life, you're actually healthier as well.
Indeed.
So it hits on the emotional and the physical. So it's really
I'm with you on it, Caroline, because it's very much for me, you know, you mentioned positive psychology, which you've gone into in much more depth than I have. But I think anyone who's listening into this show, sort of almost challenge you that with that song perhaps earlier, or a musical, something you watch, a film, or you go and see a comedian, or you know, some of your favourite, that actually, you know, you really do feel different. You're in a different place, and you actually do look at the world differently when you come out with this huge smile on your face. You've had a great old laugh, and actually you look at life with that slightly different perspective, that actually things aren't so bad.
Actually, that perspective is another key part of what we do, because in the laughter workshop we play laughter games.
So we like games.
So for example, one of the things that we did at our last laughter workshop was to play the game. You know when you get those unexpected calls that perhaps are not wanted?
Oh, yes.
And we may at times have chosen previously in the past, because we're putting that back there, to have got a little frustrated by this.
Perhaps.
So what we do is, instead of that, you know, you're phoning up, you want to sell me what? You're just, you want, really? Laugh at the idea of this person on the call,
which is
not offensive, but also you're then not putting yourself in that angry state. So whereas previously you might have been, oh, ridiculous, they're phoning me out, they're interrupting me,
and then you come off the phone and you're stressed, don't you?
You've just put yourself in a really negative state. Now, one of the bits of feedback I got from one of the attendees was, actually, they then got one of these calls, because I've seen them since the workshop. And though she didn't actually laugh, she just, while that call came, she had that moment, do I do this? Do I just laugh down the phone? But because she had that in her head, it put her, she said, even though I didn't actually laugh at them down the phone,
she felt better.
I stayed
different.
In a really positive state through this experience. Yeah. So we practice alternative choices to life situations in a silly way that in the laughter workshop is fun and enjoyable.
Mm.
But later on, hopefully, we're adding some new level of something into your world, so you recognise actually a situation which would have perhaps previously fired off a negative response.
Yep.
I can now have an alternative response to this.
It's that element of choice, which is fantastic. I know some of you listeners, you know that I'm into my mindfulness. And in fact, one of the practices around compassion, with mindfulness and compassion, is closing your eyes and just bringing a slight smile, or just a slight raise to the mouth. So, you know, inviting the smile to go to the edges and the corners of your eyes. And just by doing that, if you're really aware and in the present moment of actually being noticing what's going on and sensations in your body, you can't not notice that actually, do you know what? There is a change. I do feel I'm sitting upright more. I'm a bit more sort of, my chest is open, rather than this perhaps earlier, if you weren't feeling great, you'll notice your shoulders are forward. You're maybe bent over slightly. So your physiology is different. And of course, as you say, that then links to our thoughts and then maybe our actions, our behaviours. So we've got that choice. And I think it's a fantastic experience. Listener, if you've not been to some form of laughter workshop, activity, session, then I think you should first of all visit Caroline's website, which we'll give you in a moment, because just even visiting the website with the wonderful blue, the wonderful yellow and the sunshine is great. And so if you're able to maybe go along to one of her workshops, if you're in the Kent area, I really do encourage you. It's a great investment of your time. And I think there's almost a challenge for you to come out and not feel slightly different. And perhaps, as you say, Caroline, looking at life slightly with a different perspective. It's something that, it's not going to be a case of I'm in a happy clappy club. I spoke about this last week, and that everything is rosy and I'm now not necessarily really in reality. We're not talking about that, but we're talking about, you know, I need to have these, I suppose, a toolkit, isn't it, Caroline?
It's part of your toolkit. And it's, you know, like you mentioned mindfulness, it's about the breath and it's about practice. Mm. So it is about reminding yourself to take yourself to a happy place. But no, of course, it's not about the, you know, people say to me as a laughter coach, you must be jolly all the time. No, I am happy a lot of the time. It has changed my life because the more I practice laughter, the more my body freely goes into laughter than it used to. Yes. Because like anything, if you don't do it a lot, it becomes clunky. Like if you go to write with a pen, you've always been using the computer for ages, it's clunky.
Yeah.
But if you exercise a muscle, it becomes stronger and it becomes more fluid. So I do laugh a lot more, but I still have my down days, you know.
You're human. Emotions, you're a human. Yeah.
And all the rest of it.
Absolutely.
But I have more choices around them now. So
indeed.
I can choose not to be swallowed up by them.
And I think that's the key for our listener, is that you do have those resources that actually you then have. You start to explore all these different avenues, and all you're doing is, as an individual, adding more resources to you, knowing that you now have these things to tap into and utilize in moments of crisis, stress, and avoiding those what we call knee-jerk reactions. And there's that element of bringing a slightly different view. I'm not saying that you should maybe create this huge laughter at a funeral service. It may not be appropriate. Or it may be.
It may be.
Who knows? I know that my father's funeral, we had Bring Me Sunshine.
Yeah.
And, sung on the way out.
And actually laughter is, it's a release of emotion. Sometimes actually at laughter workshops, when we let go of the plug of emotion, sometimes emotions that we're not expecting come, but they need to flow. So yes, you know, maybe at a funeral people do laugh because actually...
It's a release, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a release. Yeah.
And so, a coping mechanism as well. So yes, and these are just a day, are they, these workshops?
The workshops tend to be sort of 2 hours at the most. So I do anything from a 10-minute workshop up to sort of a half-a-day workshop.
Brilliant.
And I find that's normally a really, really useful length of time. So I do my laughter club that I have at Java Bean Cafe, which is actually this Wednesday in Tunbridge Wells. So on Tunbridge Wells High Street.
Yes.
At Java Bean Cafe, which is opposite the Tunbridge Wells Bar and Grill at 6 p.m.
Ooh.
You're very, very welcome to come along. It's just £7.50, so it's not an expensive thing to attend, but you can come along at 6 p.m. Anybody's welcome. No special clothing. You can come straight from work. There's none of that needed. Come along, enjoy a laughter session. We finish the laughter session with what we call free fall laughter. So we just lay on wonderful yellow comfortable laughter mats.
Bye.
And we allow laughter to come before we go through a nice guided relaxation. And then the last half an hour we regroup and we can have a coffee. So Debbie from Java Bean allows us all to stay, so we can really, because laughter is about connecting with people.
Absolutely.
So it's really nice. It's a really nice group to come. And even if you don't know anyone there, by a couple of giggles down, you soon will be.
What a great community, you know, to create this community of getting to know your neighbourhood.
A smile is the shortest distance between two people, isn't it? So then when you add the laughter to that as well, you know, even without conversation, you feel really, really sort of connected with the people in the group.
And for our listeners, I'm sure if you will allow us, Caroline, to post up that poem. Smiling is infectious, because I think, again, people can just find that, resonate with it and read it at their leisure 3,000 times if they wish, or just once, because it is so true that you just lift your head up and smile at someone walking down the street coming the other way at you. They might smile back. They might not. They might think you're weird. They might not. Who knows?
Try it.
Just try.
Try it. You never
it's
know.
It's free, isn't it? No
it's
cost.
It's free, and at least you're smiling. So, you know, and you never know. You might notice that you start to infect a few others, which has got to be a good thing.
It's a great epidemic I'd like to encourage. You heard it here on Who Cares Wins. Now, moving on to another one of your lovely tracks that we've pulled out. And some of you may recall, it goes back a little few years. It's not the most recent top of the charts song. But again, this one with the music and the lyrics, we'll leave it to you to decide. But we quite like it. We're going to have a little bop and a move around the studio. If you've been sitting for a while, or if you've been standing for a while listening to us and our laughter and our giggles, perhaps just take a moment to think about shifting, moving around, maybe even bopping if you're able to, depending on where you are. If you're in the workplace, probably not the most appropriate to start standing up, waving your arms in the air. Maybe you can. Maybe you can start another epidemic. So enjoy. We'll be back in a few moments.
Come on and shine like a star, shining so bright like the star that you are. Oh, shine into the future, spreading your light wherever you are. Oh, 'cause it is there if you seek it. See, you can get it if you really want to.
It's Who Cares Wins here on channelradio.co.uk with me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, and our wonderful giggly guest, Caroline Hart, who is known as our life and laughter coach. Caroline, we've been bopping around, we've been waving our arms in the air, we've been talking about maybe just visualising doing star jumps in the workplace, yes. Which brings smiles to your faces. But you were telling me there about actually one of the opportunities you actually did physically take yourself off and use this laughter, almost therapy, and it helped you.
Yeah, I was, as a life coach, sometimes it can be very frustrating if you get stuck in one of those negative thought cycles. Yeah. I'd made a mistake and I was very, very concerned about this, and I just kept running it over in my head and over in my head and over in my head, and I couldn't, you know, when those thoughts just race and you can't seem to do anything about
yes.
it.
Yeah.
I was in one of those states and it was a very negative state and it wasn't helpful because I couldn't change what had happened. You know, it wasn't going to move anything. So I was stuck. And I thought, what do I do? I thought, I know, I'm going to go and laugh. And I got the dogs and I thought, let's go for a walk. Because when you motion creates emotion. So I thought that might help. Still nothing. Still race, race, race. So I decided to use this laughter.
Yeah.
And I stood in the field and I laughed. And I laughed. And nothing was funny. So this was faking it. This was simulating laughter. So I made laughter sounds and I stood there and I made a point of laughing and laughing and laughing and making these laughter sounds standing in the middle of the field a little bit
what
crazy.
Did your dogs think?
They've lived with me for a while.
Oh.
So I did this, and the amazing thing was, once I stopped laughing, I suddenly had clarity of thought. My thoughts stopped racing and I was able to get perspective, recognize there's nothing I can directly do, but I can address any situations. I can go back and I can address the things that I can address. And I was able to get that clarity with letting go of the things that I can't change,
yep.
but dealing with the things that I can. And that was one of the moments when I really understood laughter at a deeper level.
Mm. So, well, you're setting off, as you said earlier, you're setting off the chemicals. Mm-hmm. There's a whole the electrical impulses, you know, so you're actually just changing the whole state, aren't
so,
you?
So yeah, I fired off all the positive stuff in my body. So yeah. exercising, firing off the happy chemicals, and though my head knew I wasn't actually, you know, in a happy place and I'm not really laughing, I'm still using most of the same parts in my body. So the happy chemistry was still fired, which shifted my cognitive response from a negative one to a positive one and put me in a more positive state, which enabled me to get that clarity of thought. So really, really powerful stuff. A bit like star jumping in the office when you're stressed.
Wow. Yes, as you say, just even visualizing it, let alone doing it, can bring a little smirk, can't it, to those
lips.
You
don't need to do it.
And something else I picked up when we were having our great giggle and our chat, but something else you threw in there, which I just wanted to highlight to our listeners, that age 45 is, you know, sometimes people think, oh, 45, midlife crisis, we're moving towards 50. But there's hope for us, isn't there?
Yes, age 70 is the is your happiest age. So from 70 upwards, that's when we're happiest in life. But the time when we tend to feel least happy, and this works across primates and all countries, all genders, you're 45. So if you are 45 and feeling a little bit less comfortable with your lot, well, coaching can help. But it's part of the journey of life. So it's been very interesting.
So actually, you're normal.
Yes, there's been research done in universities across the world. It was a guy from Warwick University that I was listening to speak about this the other day. Really, really interesting.
Wow. Yeah. Now, something else that there's so much that you're involved in, and I know that there's all new things coming along, but one of the great things that you launched this year was, and I know it's still evolving, but you've launched a very interesting and actually a very fantastic website for people involved in offering workshops of, well, any design, isn't it?
Yeah, it's creativeandsocial.uk is the website. So that's creativeandsocial.uk. It is evolving, so it may change its name yet as
well. Fair enough.
But the idea was that I put on laughter workshops. I have a colleague round the corner that does stress busting through laughter. So through singing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so singing workshops as a stress buster. I've got another colleague that does cork and canvas. So very, very different things.
Cork and canvas?
Cork and canvas. So you have a nice bottle of wine where she teaches you how to do a piece of artwork. Really fantastic workshops. But I was very aware that all these workshops were all advertising our own individual websites. And as somebody that might be interested in my laughter, they may be interested in the same thing as the singing, it's very hard to find these. And if we want to go and buy shoes, for example, we'll go to the town with a lot of shoe shops, won't we?
Indeed.
So my vision was that we have one place and we all market our workshops in one place. So as a client, if you want to find something really interesting to do, social, something creative, you want to go somewhere, you know, and do something, this is going to be the place to find that. So creativeandsocial.uk is where you can find lots and lots of interesting and fun things to do in your area. You can search by topic, you can search by area. It's really fantastic. But also as an event organizer, what I was finding is, you know, certain people, if they know to look for laughter workshops, will come to my website.
Of course.
But they'd be interested in the other workshops. So by us coming together and advertising our workshops in the same place, we all get more clients. So as a client, you do better because there's lots of interesting things and choices for you. And as an event organiser, you get my clients who would be looking at your workshop as well. So it's win-win. Stephen Covey always did the win-win or no deal. And I'm a great believer in that. And I think this is a really, really exciting idea that's coming together. And we'll be a community for everybody as well.
And those of you that are listening, if you like books, there's a few that I know that you're passionate about. One of that you've just mentioned, Stephen Covey, and one of the key books he wrote was The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And the key thing that stands out for me in that book is always about start with the end in mind. Mm. Fantastic. And the win-win situation. And also one of the books you mentioned, I don't know if we mentioned it on air, but you were saying about the passion test.
Oh, yes, Janet Atwood, The Passion Test. This is what put me actually on my laughter journey. Was really, I was concerned about SMART goals. Everybody was working towards SMART goals. And sometimes they can become a stick almost to beat yourself with because you're not achieving the goals as you expect. But if you can start living your life according to your passions, being the person you want to be while you work on that journey to the other things that you want to achieve, you know, life becomes much better. And my passions was to live a life of abundance and a life of love and laughter.
Yeah.
So when I started to enjoy laughter a lot. And my friend said to me when I was in Australia, said, you know, they do laughter workshops. You should do that. And the laughter workshops just kept coming up.
Yeah,
that's how I started doing the laughter workshops. But all my work fits with those values.
Brilliant. So this creativeandsocial.uk. That's right, isn't it? .uk.
Yeah, .uk.
I know that you said it's evolving and it may change its name, but it's creative and, so A-N-D.
A-N-D, A-N-D the word.
Social. But it is, I think the key there is that you're looking for people to, at the moment, sign up for free. So there's no charge yet. We want to get people, you're saying that you're interested in getting people to sign up, whether they're running an event or even venues.
Yeah, even venues, because obviously it'd be a nice way to find other venues. But what we'd really, really like, if you could help us, we'd love it, listeners, if you could just sign up to the mailing list, because we really want to get this website tested and up and running. It is in the stage of evolvement, but we have got events on there already. So there's already great things to look at.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah, the more people we get using this website, the better it will be, and we'll be able to sort of put this service out that I think will be, you know, really wonderful for everybody. Mm. So please, please sign up to the mailing
list. Sign up to the mailing list. At the moment, it's free. Yes. So, you know, FREE, it's an opportunity there, and also an opportunity to get involved with Caroline, that there may be ideas that you can pass over about utilising the website that, well, for me, this is what I'd like to see on it. So it's this, you know, getting at the start, it's being created, it's evolving now. But also you've got the opportunity of promoting your workshop. Yes, collaboration may be happening. So you might see someone on there that's running a workshop and you think, do you know what? Her and I, or him and I, could do something together, so I can contact them. And there's, you know, that sort of almost online networking going
on. Yeah, it will become a community, I think. So yes, you will recognise venues that you may not have known existed. We will start to be able to find people that you didn't know were there, and interesting things to study that you perhaps, you know, Cork and Canvas, who knew that existed?
Yeah, exactly.
For many people, laughter workshops. So yeah, you'll start to become aware of things that you previously weren't. So it will add value to your lives, hopefully.
Indeed. Now, to clarify for our listeners, because our listeners can be all around the globe, because of internet and the wonderful World Wide Web, they could be Mexico, India, Australia, New Zealand, and I want to make sure that people understand, is it just going to be promotion within Kent in England, or can it be, do you know what, I'm in Australia, I'm running an event, could I put it on there?
Why not? Yes, I mean, at the moment we're keeping it reasonably to the UK,
sure,
rather than just Kent. It will be a UK-based thing to start off with. Mm-hmm. But the idea is, yeah, that we'll be advertising retreats and, you know, that type of thing. So why not? Because the things, if we're interested in something, there may be an opportunity to do it somewhere else in the world. And
right,
let's celebrate all of those opportunities.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So if you've got anything going on in relation to sort of creative and social events, then the key thing is to go and have a look at creativeandsocial.uk.
Please do.
And sign up to the mailing list. At the moment, it's free.
The mailing list, we plan for the mailing list to remain free for
brilliant
clients, but for if you're an event organizer,
you want to register,
please.
Yeah.
Also, you know, at the moment you can advertise your event for free.
And the venues, more importantly, we want people to realize that if you're a venue offering a service where you've got rooms, you've got a retreat workspace, etc., that actually we could be listed on there. We can be utilizing it as well. We've had Hazel Adley coach, she was on last week. Hello Hazel, she's listening in, and she said, regarding the laughing policeman that we played earlier in the show, she says that she was thinking about that song only yesterday. So hopefully there's a few giggles and a few smiles on your face now, Hazel, and a happy Monday back to you too. We have got people retweeting all over the place there as well, so thank you very much. And if I can't get to all the retweets to say thank you, here's my official out there in the worldwide domination to thank you for your retweets, and also all our wonderful new followers that we're getting on the radio show. So you can tweet us at CaresWins. You can get hold of us via Facebook, which is Facebook, Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, the email is whocareswins@hotmail.co.uk. We do have still the phone lines if you want to get through. We're running out of time towards the show as always. We've got jam-packed information. I know that Caroline, you and I could probably talk for another 3 hours about all the marvellous stuff that you do. But if you want to ring us, 01303 874 998, and we can have a quick chat with you if there's an event perhaps you want to post and shout about now in relation to work that we've mentioned already. But Caroline, more importantly, your contact details. We've talked about the creative and social website, but for you as a coach, as a life coach, and also your laughter workshops and your laughter clubs, everything else that you do, how can people get hold of you?
Well, simply you can call me over the phone on 078-322-36647. That's 078-322-36647.
Brilliant.
Or you can email me.
Super.
Caroline.
And that is, how do we spell Caroline?
CAROLINE.
Brilliant.
At kentlifecoach.co.uk.
Okay, which means your website must be
kentlifecoach.co.uk. And you can also get me on Twitter at Kent Life Coach or at Laughter Guru.
Oh, hey, so Laughter Guru. Yeah, oh, I like it.
Two little Twitter accounts there. So there's Laughter Guru and Kent Life Coach.
Well, I know that we on Who Cares Wins have been tweeting about you and mentioning at Kent Life Coach. So if you've been following any of our Twitter feeds over the last few days, you will have seen Caroline's wonderful Twitter handle in there. And of course, from there, you can link to the website and then you can find also the Laughter Club information. Because you do have a Laughter separate website.
Kent Laughter Coach as well. So there is Kent Life Coach and there is Kent Laughter Coach.
Okay. So, but maybe an amalgamation of the two eventually to offer. But yes, it's all the same person, the marvellous Caroline Hart. So yes, and we'll post all of those contact details on our Facebook page, towards the end of today when we post up the marvellous photo of Caroline. I might get you one of your little, sunshines there.
I
might
should
get
have you brought to pose my t-shirt,
with one of your yellow t-shirts. Yeah, we'll have to get that posted later. So yes, if there's any contact details that we haven't spoken about that you want to know, tweet us, email us, let me know on Facebook. And of course, all of the information about any future workshops that you run, Caroline, of course, we will post those on Facebook as well. So it has been a pleasure to talk to you and just dive in a little bit, sort of all scratch the surface of some of the aspects that you are involved in and that you're creating, and new things coming out. It's been fantastic and a great giggle to have you on the show. Thank you for coming down
to
the studio. You're more than welcome. We have a few minutes left, so I just want to highlight a few workshops and events as we do on Who Cares Wins. And of course, maybe we need to hook in with your new website, Caroline, to make sure that if they're on the website, we might be able to pick them out and give them a shout out. So there's a double whammy in there. The win-win. Here we go again. Some of you may recall I mentioned one of my mindfulness colleagues that we trained through the Clear Mind Institute. She is also a yoga teacher and she is running another yoga weekend up in the Lake District, my favourite place in the UK. Well, one of many, actually. Now, this is great for the spring, the new sort of new shoots of springtime. She's running, it's called the Spring Yoga Weekend in the Lake District. If anyone knows of the Lake District, it's at the Nab Cottage in Rydal Water, which is just outside Ambleside up in the Lake District. So come and enjoy a rejuvenating weekend of yoga in the idyllic setting of Rydal Water Nab Cottage. You're going to be exploring making a smooth transition into the springtime using the yoga, so the asanas, the postures, and also exploring information from the sister science of the Ayurvedic system, which is one of the oldest holistic healing systems, which was developed in India. And it's based on the belief that health and well-being depends on a balance between mind, body and spirit. Very much my passion in life. So if you want to get in touch and find out more about this, there is an early bird booking price at the moment that I think we've missed that because that was by December. So at the moment, the price, by looking at my little press release, is £229. £100 is non-refundable deposit, but it will secure your place. The best thing to do, I would suggest, is ring Pip on 0151 727 3133. Or email Pip, and that is Pip, P-I-P, Bellis, B-E-L-L-I-S, at hotmail.com. And then she can give you all the details, filling in forms, taking payment, etc. But it's just a great excuse to get a weekend away. It's the 27th through to the 29th of March this year. And I think it would just be a great experience to just be up there in the Lake District. If I can get there, I will. But I think I might be already away, which is unfortunate. Don't forget, we also have the 24th of January, we have the Feldenkrais Method. And that's being run by the wonderful Sabine Blackaby, who is going to be on our show later in the year talking about the Feldenkrais Method. But she's going to be at the Bluebell Hill Village Hall. And that's Robin Hood Lane. And that's Maidstone ME59QR between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. It's only £30 and includes tea and cake. Always my favourite. So if you want to go along and find out more about this awareness through movement and find out a little bit more about Feldenkrais and experience it, then contact Julie, who's taking all the bookings and coordinating it, on 0790 383 9292, or you can email her Jules, J-U-L-S-W, at blueyonder.co.uk. And one other lady we mentioned last week, just remember, if you are into the whole abundance and money, she's doing loads of them. She's doing tapping for money workshops. So if you're interested in that, it's the wonderful Liz Armand of Insightful Minds. And so I would pop along to her website address, insightfulminds.co.uk, and you will see the list of all the dates that she is doing, using tapping for money, using EFT to gain abundance, and all the events are listed. Takes you off to Eventbrite, and you can then easily book your sessions. And then there's some lots of other things to do with yoga and mindfulness. Of course, they're my passions. So I do encourage you to go and explore. If you're in Kent, have a look at canterburyyoga.co.uk. And also my tutor at the moment is Lena Newstead, and she has a wonderful website, and she does retreats as well. And her website is thewisebody.co.uk. That's all my bits of paper. I feel like sometimes a newsreader when I go through all of that. I feel like I now need to tap them on the paper and say, so coming up shortly is the news from where you are. But it's not. It's the news from Who Cares Wins. We have one more song to play out. I'm just checking our Twitter feed because we're having retweets and great. Yes, Hazel. And we have another follower there. I've lost them. Where have they gone? Down my list. I just want to give them a quick shout out because I think you actually know them, Caroline.
Ooh.
I have had a retweet from a lovely Becky McGibbon.
Oh, hello, Becky.
Yes, so you know this lady. She is. Let's just have a quick look at her profile there. Becky is Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells, Appledore Marketing. She's the lady that actually helped me set up all my lovely yellow sunshine for the Laughter Coach website. Yes.
There we go. Yes. Tunbridge Wells-based consultancy providing ethical creative marketing solutions. So there we are. Hello there, Becky. Maybe we need to get her on the show.
I love your waving to her. She can't see you.
How do you know? How do you know? She might have very wonderful talents. So that is about it for this week. We are looking at, we may have to reschedule our guests for next week due to some technology issues. Their end, not ours. Don't panic. Who Cares Wins and Channel Radio is all still going along swimmingly. But I'll post on Twitter and I'll post on Facebook what we may be discussing and talking about next week. But don't forget, do get hold of us through the Twitter @CaresWins, through email whocareswins@hotmail.co.uk. Let me know events, activities, maybe inspirational stories, poems, things that I can resource and pull into the show and give you your service a mention if necessary. If you're a link to health and well-being, let me know. But all that leads me to say before I get cut off with the recording as well is, if you're listening again on Thursday, happy Thursday. If not, it's happy Monday. You have been listening to me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course our fantastic guest, Caroline Hart. Thank you so much again, Caroline, for joining us.
Thank you.
And we're going to play out with this lovely little song. Again, it's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Yay.
Take care, everyone, and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.